first of all, I'd like to thank you and Jerry Ann for adding me to your friends list on MySpace.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll add anybody. We're that desperate.
Yeah.
So don't feel too special.
I figured such, but, you know, hey, anyway. And I am headed to Vegas tomorrow. And if I win, I'm going to take you guys somewhere. I don't know where, but we're going to go somewhere and have a drink.
All right.
Sweet.
Sounds like a plan to me.
What if I hope you can find a what?
Huh?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything, did I?
Yes, you did. You said you hope you can find a something.
Did I say that, Jerrianne? I don't think so.
I
think you're hallucinating things that I might say.
Wow, I'm ahead of schedule then.
Yeah, you've been...
Maybe she's having a premonition.
Yeah, you've been listening to the show far too long.
Far too long.
Well, you have fun in Vegas, all right?
All right, we'll see you, or talk to you guys on Monday.
Yeah, we'll plan on having that drink.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning, what you got for Free For All Friday?
I have a joke.
Okay.
A guy walks into a psychiatrist's office wearing see-through underwear. The doctor looks up and says, I can clearly see your nuts.
All right, thanks. Oh, I cut off her bye. 539-9750 or 238-0975 for Free For All Friday. Whatever you feel like talking about. Go ahead.
Not much. Just, you know, first time going out tonight to Aggieville as a 21-year-old.
Is that right?
21. Yes. So, if you're in Aggieville tonight and you see somebody that can barely stand, that'll probably be me.
That'll be you, huh?
Yeah, the problem was I went home for 6 days on leave after I turned 21, and I went out to all these bars and stuff, and I ran into my whole high school fling. Yeah, I was too drunk to do anything, so it sucked.
You're hoping to fling it up again?
I hope so, dude. Like, we got back to my house, and, like, I had my parents' house to myself. They went on vacation while I went on vacation.
Watch out.
So I didn't really get to see my parents, but we went upstairs and stuff. She pushes me on the bed, and I got so sick from that. And then, like, she had to take care of me all night. And I was like, oh, what the hell? Here's the worst part. I woke up the next morning, and she was gone. I was like, what the f***?
Yeah, can you blame her?
I was like,
You got all sick on her.
I treated her good on prom night.
What's this now?
I treated her good on prom night.
Oh, did
broke
you?
Up with a college boyfriend, which when you're in high school, you know, high school chicks and college guys is like the thing, I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so, the dirtball thing to do, yeah.
I was doing some blocking that night.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So where are you going to hit up tonight?
I guess the guys want to go to Kites, Rusty's, Tubby's. I don't know.
All sounds good to me.
Definitely staying on Silverado's. I hate that place.
Now, you don't want to spend your Friday night on Post?
No. Who spends a Friday night on Post? Especially if you don't have to.
I guess they're probably doing something else.
I know. The only place on Post is Troopers, but you don't really want to go there.
Yeah? Is that right? Not a fan of Troopers?
Not really. No, it's not really my like music and my club.
Not your scene, yeah.
No, not really. I'm thinking more Aggieville. I just hope I don't get jumped again, like, you know, St. Patrick's Day.
You got jumped on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost 2 years in a row, because I almost got jumped on St. Patrick's Day in Germany by a bunch of Turkish people, but I escaped that one because size and numbers.
Yeah, man.
More Americans than Turkish.
Maybe. Do you get pretty sloppy? Are you pretty obviously sloppy when you get drunk?
What do you mean, fighting or...
No, I mean, like, you just can obviously tell a mile away that you're wasted.
Depends what I've been drinking. If it's a tequila night, I'm like the wild drunk. Like in Germany, like somebody's like, let's go streaking in the quad, and what do you know, next you know I'm running down the street naked.
Yeah.
I'm like the phony drunk. I'm not like the violent type or anything like that.
Yeah, if you get mugged while
I got jumped.
Yeah, if you get mugged while you're naked, then you're really in bad shape. It's like, I really don't have much to give you.
That'd be a hard police report, too, because like, you'd call the cops, and they'd show up, you'd be naked, and you'd be like, they stole my clothes. Too.
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
have fun tonight, man. Go out and rock it out and be safe, all right, bro?
I should, man. You should come out.
I'm actually going back to KC tonight. I have some family in town in KC. I'm going to go hang out with them this afternoon and tonight, so should be a good time in KC this weekend. I haven't been back in a while, so.
Watch it, KC, man. Come back from the airport. The cops are everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not big on drinking and driving anywhere.
No, I'm not talking that. I'm just talking speeding on I-70.
Oh, yeah.
They love to give tickets.
Yeah, that's what the cops do.
But, all right, well, you have fun with your family.
All right, bro, take care.
And I'll have fun drinking. All right, later.
See ya.